Getting ready to wrap up the fastest hour in radio. We're Ron and Fez on JFK.
I guarantee you this was not the fastest hour ever. This said to be one of the slower.
I thought it went quick. Peter Fonda says he's thrilled that his sister Jane has decided to make a comeback to acting. In fact, he's so excited, he says he's already looking for a project that they can do together.
Peter, yes. Jane, she's the one with all the Oscars. Would you please let go of that lady's skirt after all these years?
How many phone calls did Jane Fonda get in her retirement? Ready to come back? Ready to come back?
No.
Ready to come back?
That's why she quit. She literally quit to get away from that freckle-faced bastard.
What do you mean you're quitting? Don't quit!
You know, I wouldn't even hire Peter Fonda to play the Henry Fonda story. I would still move outside.
We just don't think you're right for the part, Peter.
What a cruel joke the country played on him by loving Easy Rider. Because nothing else he's ever done in 30-some years has pleased us.
Now, Jessica Simpson says her ultimate movie dream job would be to star in the big screen version of I Dream of Jeannie. Jessica said it would be so much fun being Barbara Eden. Okay, does she realize that Barbara Eden doesn't really have magical powers?
You know what? She doesn't even realize that tuna fish is fish and not chicken. This is the dumbest little girl who's ever came down the pipe.
And now she wants to be Jeannie. She saw a blonde on TV.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's not trying to climb into a Barbie doll box at this time, because that looks like fun.
The odd thing about this, though, this girl, whose career was dead, starts playing the dumb blonde thing, which we haven't really had in this country in a long time, and is a huge hit again, and probably will get to play Jeannie or something that big.
Yeah, the show, what's the show, Newlyweds?
Yeah.
Newlyweds on MTV.
Is a hit. And now they're talking about making her a spokesmodel for the damn Chicken of the Sea. Hey, Fez, do you think that she's punking us? You think that she's playing us?
Yeah, I don't think she's possibly that dumb. Because
I don't know. I've watched that show. She's pretty damn dumb.
I mean, one of the things she did was, you know, she went into a restaurant and they asked about buffalo wings. And she said, I don't eat buffalo. I can't imagine that somebody is that stupid.
You need to watch the show once or twice, and because if she was, she has no timing. She's just dumb and airy. It's not like she's funny doing a gag. You know, it's not Lucille Ball time.
Right.
It's a confused, somewhat, and she's a beautiful girl, way above her husband. You know what I mean? Like he never should have been able to get her, and yet he can't stand it. He's just going, oh God. I cannot believe. I hope I get hit by a truck living with her. As beautiful as the second he slips the D back out, he wants nothing to do with her. He just wants to get away.
These two are turning into the new Burns and Allen at this point. Say goodnight, Jessica.
Yeah, this guy, this Leachy, is no Burns. That's the problem.
Singer Wayne Newton will receive the Bob Hope Lifetime Service Award at an upcoming Las Vegas Comedy Festival for his effort entertaining U.S. military personnel. All right, Wayne Newton is our new Bob Hope?
Yeah. You know what? Here's the weird thing. Wayne Newton is actually older than Bob Hope, yet somehow he's getting that award. Can you imagine? You're over in the desert somewhere. You've been just sitting over there for 6-7 months. Hey, where's the big show tonight? We're bringing in Americans. And it's Wayne effing Newton.
That's what we got.
Wayne Newton is too old for my dad to go see in Vegas. My dad's like, no, I got to see somebody younger. Where's Tom Jones? And yet you're 19 years old. You want to see Wayne Newton walk out and start singing that crazy stuff?
It's either Wayne Newton or Drew Carey and Mimi.
I'd rather see Drew Carey and Mimi. I'd rather see the two of them have sex before Wayne Newton came out and threw $100 bills.
Now, speaking of Vegas, baby, Elton John has signed a 3-year, multi-million dollar deal to perform 75 shows at Caesar's Palace. That begins next year in February.
How much money is he getting?
It just says multi-million dollar.
Yeah. He's perfect for Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he totally fits in there. He's glitz and glam. Get the costumes back. Start dressing up like Donald Duck again.
Face it. He's our Liberace. He's our generation's Liberace. And you know what? If I was really in his position, wouldn't you much rather stay in one town than be the guy on the bus. Make people bus in to see you.
Sure, and, you know, he'll get treated like a king in Las Vegas.
A queen is what he wants to be treated like.
The queen he's always wanted to be of Las Vegas.
All right, who's next to hop into this? Who next to start saying to themselves, you know what, I just want to hang around Vegas and do nothing else?
Has Cher already done this?
Cher's already too old, yeah. You've got to go younger than Cher. Because you're looking at, now we're finally into classic rock, and she was before the classic rock days. I think you're going to see somebody that you would never suspect. Somebody like a Pink Floyd, maybe even, you know, that will just stay there with a really weird stage show, and people will show up and see it.
That would be cool. I think people would show up to see that.
But who do you think would be perfect to do that?
Let's see. Who would be good in that? How about someone like a Kiss?
Kiss would be perfect. Kiss would be able to stay in Vegas. And now Kiss fans have enough money, and they would rather go, you know what, I want to see a couple songs, then gamble and go out and meet a couple hookers. I don't want to just go and see them, you know, play in the hockey stadium anymore.
What about something like an Osborne Family show?
No, that's just too weird even for me. That's too weird even for me.
Where Ozzy, who, yeah, obviously getting too old, but wouldn't have to carry the load because Kelly would be doing a rendition of Shut Up every night.
Kelly is the load. So that's what he's getting tired of carrying. Have you seen his wife's show on TV in the afternoon?
I tried to watch it. I wanted to watch it. I can't stand the cackle fest.
I saw her throw it to a TV set who was Ozzy. Ozzy, are you at home?
I'm here at home.
Would you please make dinner?
What? Make dinner?
Would you please make... Well, and I just turned it off. I was too embarrassed.
It's really hard on the ears and the eyes to watch that show.
It's painful. It's painful.
That is it for the Ron and Fez show. Back tonight at 7 o'clock, right after Don and Mike on WJFK. Before we go, though, we have a happy birthday to announce. The Fonz, Henry Winkler, is 58 today. Let's just hope he's not celebrating by eating shortcake.
Oh, there's a little girl upstairs. All right.
For Chachi.
Fezzy, I'll see you back here at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tonight on WJFK.
Coming up next, Bill O'Reilly, and then the Mighty Mighty Donna Mike Show.